there are a lot of days that are really hard. And, you know, coming from 14 and a half years of drug addiction and alcohol abuse and sleeping around and whatever I wanted to do, whenever I wanted to do it, it's like, you know, my life has been changed by Jesus, and it's been flipped upside down. And so, I'm living proof that he can do it, you know, and if he can do it for me, he can do it for anybody.
Hey, Mandy Bowman with the Marvel at Jesus podcast. On this episode, Ben Fuller joins us to talk about how the Christian community is the greatest gift and how the people you surround yourself with makes all the difference. Plus, the story behind the song, If I Got Jesus, and how it helped him 2 years after originally writing it. And just for fun, the great debate on whether pineapple belongs on pizza or not. It's the Marvel at Jesus podcast from Life 90.5. Welcome to the Marvel at Jesus podcast from Life 90.5, where we talk with Christian music artists and more about the things that wow them about Jesus. I'm Mandy Bowman, and you've heard the songs If I Got Jesus and Who I Am on Life 90.5. It's Ben Fuller. Hey, Ben.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
Good. Where are you joining us from today?
Thanks for having me, Mandy. I'm in Flint, Texas, I think. Somewhere around Flint, Texas. Yes.
You're not really sure.
I woke up here this morning, and so I'm here. Yes.
You're just wherever the bus driver took you that's really what it comes down to,
I'm very grateful. Yeah. We've been on the Where the Joy Is tour with We Are Messengers and Jonathan Traylor. And they're so kind and amazing. And so it's been very, very powerful tour thus far. I think tonight will be show number 11 out of 27. Okay. So here we are.
Well, that's exciting. I'm excited for you, and you're working with some great people. Like, I love We Are Messengers and Jonathan Traylor as well. Before we talk about your music and what wows you about Jesus, let's start with a couple of silly questions just to get to know you a little bit better. Okay. Would you rather play 10 instruments or speak 10 languages?
Ooh, 10 languages.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm surprised at that.
Really?
Artist, musician stuff, like you just want to play all the things, you're done.
The Lord had me preaching in Spanish, so I took some Spanish classes, but I also have worked in South Florida, and I've worked with some I had a best friend from Honduras, and he knew no English, and so we were able to, like, teach each other. Cool. I just think, like, it'd be pretty cool to, like, go to a different country, and I'm a people person, so yeah. Forget the music. Forget the music part of it. Yeah, no, anyway.
Your livelihood, no big deal. Yeah, you know, just forget all that. No, you want to speak all the languages.
Jesus, he's got me. We're good.
Right. All right, so what instruments do you play, since that was brought up?
Guitar. I just can strum guitar. That's about it. And that's about it. Yeah. A trumpet, I guess, in high school. I played trumpet.
Were you in, like, the band and everything?
Jazz band.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Super cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's all a lot better than me. I can just do, like, chopsticks on the piano now. Like,
praise God.
10 years of lessons, like, that's about it.
You know what? That's good. It's better than nothing.
Right. Thank you for that encouragement. I appreciate it. Okay.
I love it.
Now, if you were stranded on a desert island, what three things would you take with you for entertainment? Not for survival, not for anything else, but just for entertainment.
Oh, my word. A yo-yo. I would probably bring... oh, my gosh. This is ridiculous. Maybe
this is too hard of a question.
No. Okay. Maybe an umbrella. I feel like I could have fun with that. And then I'm thinking... And actually, let's trade the umbrella in. So a yo-yo, a cane. I would bring a cane. And I would bring, like, an old-fashioned movie camera, like an old-fashioned camcorder thing that was like, I don't know. I'm thinking Charlie Chaplin.
Make your own movies?
Yes, I'm thinking Charlie Chaplin videos is what I'm thinking, really. And I don't know. That's the yo-yo. Yeah. If it wasn't survival, I'm sure I could turn those items into... I'm a mountain man, you know, so I could probably make those items into survival if I needed to.
However, so it's it's multi-purpose. Like, even the yo-yo can be a weapon. Let me tell you, when I was little, me and my sisters would avoid my dad every time he had a yo-yo, because when he would, like, throw it, we got, two of us got knocked in the head. So they're like, nope, now we run whenever we see him with a yo-yo.
Praise God. Yeah. That's like the cane, like shepherd's hook, the cane. Anyway, I don't know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one more question, which might be the most important question you answer today.
Oh, boy.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Oh, my word. This is not the most important question that I'm going to answer today. Yeah, it does. Of course it does. Ham and pineapple.
What? Absolutely. No.
Oh, my word.
I'm so disappointed in you, Ben.
Really? You and I have now just become best friends, and that's totally fine that I like a different thing than you. Whatever.
How dare we like different things? Yeah. I mean, that is not allowed today at all. Okay.
Ham and pineapple pizza is the bomb.com. Dip it in ranch. Hallelujah. Okay. Ooh, whatever. Look,
I will pray for you, brother.
Pray for me right now. I receive it. Yes,
dear
Father.
Lord Jesus, please bless Ben for having a horrible taste in pizza.
Thank you, Lauren.
Okay. All right. Now that we are, in fact, best friends with different things that we like, okay,
yeah.
Tell me what really wows you about Jesus. Okay, wow. This is the most important question.
Yeah.
I know you've got quite a history, you've got a story, you've got an incredible testimony, but and maybe you can go into that a little bit too, but what's the biggest thing that just blows your mind about Jesus?
I think the people he sent me, you know, aka Mandy Bowman.
Yes.
But like he sent me, I think I just got asked that question, like, what's the greatest gift God has given you? And I think it's just the people, this amazing community of people around me now. I mean, he's just sent me some awesome, awesome people that love him. And, you know, the smartest advice I got, I think, was surround yourself with people that love Jesus more than you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just keep pointing you to him, keep pointing you to him. So that would probably be my number one, my band, my management, all these amazing people, the family that brought me to church, like we're still really close, that started this whole thing. I'm so blessed by all of them, because there are a lot of days that are really hard. And, you know, coming from 14 and a half years of drug addiction and alcohol abuse and sleeping around and whatever I wanted to do, whenever I wanted to do it, it's like, you know, my life has been changed by Jesus, and it's been flipped upside down. And so, I'm living proof that he can do it, you know, and if he can do it for me, he can do it for anybody. It's been a joy. And I think the misconception is once you accept Christ into your heart, it's not all these things, just, you know, oh, I'm just free and fine and good and everything's great, you know, and it's actually mm-hmm. the opposite, is that I've found that it's been harder at times. Because there are times that I want to go back and drink a beer. There are times, that I want to just run away from a situation and not have to face it. But there's a peace also, the peace that surpasses all understanding, you know, that we hear about a lot. There is that peace inside of me where, like, I just got out of a relationship, in January, and she left, and, you know, and I love her so much still, but, I didn't, you know, it's like God had other plans for this thing. And it's like, I was this close to going back to the old Ben. I was so close, but he wouldn't let me, you know, he wouldn't let me do it. He wouldn't let me go back to the bars. He wouldn't let me go to a strip club. He wouldn't let me go to those places. And this is all real talk. So I know we can go, I love how we can go from pineapples to praising him in this way, but like, this is real talk. And I'm just real people need the real Jesus. And I don't have time. Yeah. I don't have time on my hands to just blow smoke anymore and to just tell people, you know, turn your life over to Jesus and it'll be so much sweeter and so much better. Yes, it will. But there's also a cost that comes with carrying a cross. Right. And it's been really, I know he's changed me, because the old Ben would have run back to the addiction side. And I didn't. So anyway.
That's
thank
awesome.
You, Lord.
Okay. Yes. Amen. Like, yeah, praise
sorry.
God for
we've
all
taken
of that.
It there. Yes, successfully. We have taken it there. 90.5. I'm Ben Fuller. We have gone to the real side. Welcome back.
Oh, no. But like, I love
thank
this,
you.
Though. It's like, because we don't, I think sometimes we get like this sugar-coated version of Christianity where just we hide all the bad stuff under the rug and everything. Mm. And it's just like, no, this is what God has done in our lives. He's taken me from all this nasty, all this rebellion, all this sin, and dragged me away from it. Sometimes kicking and screaming even. Yeah. But boy, has he done it.
Yeah.
And that's something to be real honest about and praise him for. So that's look. Thumbs up Mandy. For me. Like, that's good.
That's great. Yeah. Thank
now,
you, Lord.
You talked about, all the people that God's brought into your life, that Jesus brought to you. And, so clearly there's a very big difference between the people you were hanging around with in the old men days versus those you're hanging around with now, right? Yeah. So the people you're surrounded by makes a big influence, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh, so much. And I just think that I had it, I heard this thing once and it was given to me by such a sweet mother figure that I have, but what you get into gets into you. And so really by you start spending time with people, you start doing things or not even it, like, let's just say I started welcoming people into my circle that drink and smoke and swear. It's only going to be a matter of time before Ben Fuller is back to drinking, smoking, and swearing.
Mm-hmm.
I already know it. And it's amazing how when you spend time with those people, you're hearing the words, they're getting into you, and next thing you know, they're coming out of you.
Exactly.
And so God has sent me people that love Jesus so much, and so they just remind me that I'm a child of the Most High God. They remind me that I'm chosen. They remind me that I'm the son of a king. They remind me of all these things to praise him even when I don't want to. And so that's really been the secret to this whole career so far, is just being surrounded by people that love Jesus. So,
yeah. And I think it's obviously you're telling each other truths a lot and just praising the Lord and honoring him and trying to encourage each other in the Lord, like we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But I think one of the cool things about a really good Christian community is that it's also like fun.
Yeah.
Like you and I were just joking back and forth. And I'm like, this is kind of the joy of the Lord that shows up sometimes when we're just hanging out.
That's
and doing his thing. And there's such a beauty to that, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. And it kind of makes you want to put pineapple on pizza, doesn't it? I mean,
no,
you know
it doesn't.
Saying?
Not really. No. I will order my own pizza, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Yeah. We give it all to you, God.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Father, I want to pray for Mandy right now.
I'm laying hands on her. You're a trip, man.
Open up her mind. Open up her heart to new things from you, Father. I just thank you. But it really does, and it is supposed to be fun and encouraging and amazing, and it can also be really dark and hurtful and tough, And so there's a lot of times that. But like right before I went on tour with Casting Crowns, like I was attacked in a way that I had never been attacked before in a long time, and it was like, and it was totally an attack on my life. And, and it's just like, like that I don't matter and that my voice isn't good enough and that, who cares and what's it worth going on for and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, it's worth going on for because you matter and because your story matters and because your life matters and there's people that love you. And there's people that need you and that count on you and depend on you. But most importantly, he sees you, and he saw me in that place as the devil tried to snuff me out with a wool blanket, and I just was like, I came up for air and was like, no way in Jesus' name, like, no, I'm here and I'm going to keep living and keep going. And so there's been some days that have been really, really hard, to be honest, for me. But, I'm 4.5 years sober and celibate. In Jesus' name.
Congrats.
Yeah. And so he's like, he's got me and I know it. So, it's just the waiting is hard, and, waiting on him and waiting to hear from him and waiting for answers. And so, it can be really hard at times, but that's also where the community comes in. Cause it's just the constant encouragement.
Exactly.
Like, all right, come on. You don't know what's around the next corner. Let's go together. We got this. So
I've noticed in my own life and even around our radio station, it's usually just before God does something pretty big and pretty huge. That's when like all of us are under some kind of spiritual attack. Like every single one of us are just going through it. But then going through it together and encouraging one another in the middle of all of it and getting on the other side of it together. It's just, it is a beautiful experience.
So good. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how when you spend time alone and not with them, how you miss it.
Yeah.
And I've just had times like that where I come off a tour and that's where I get most attacked. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, wait a minute. Where'd everybody go? Where'd all my boys go? Where'd all my people go? Like, and then you find yourself kind of isolated and that can be really scary. And that's when biblically, I mean, that's when Jesus got attacked, you know, you go into the wilderness and that's when he got tempted. So yeah, it's really amazing the parallels of that, the truth and the parallels of the Bible compared to our modern day, the life that we're living now, you know? And so I love to compare that, to go into the woods to seek God, but know also who I'm going to find there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah. That's good stuff. Woo. Okay.
Praise God.
All right.
Hallelujah. Well, where are you? What time is it? Where are you? What?
Is it 10? For me right now?
Is it 10?
It's almost lunchtime, actually.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
As we're recording at this moment, it's 11:41 and my stomach is growling.
I'm 10:41.
I'm taking it out with you because you're my new best friend.
Well, you're my new best friend. It's 10:41 where I am here in Texas. And all I can think about is pizza now. So I'm just like, I don't need a pizza, but I'm like, praise God. I mean, I'm in Texas. I should be having barbecue, not pizza.
Look, whatever. I'm pretty sure Domino's is open in a few minutes. So should be good.
I guess so. You're probably right. 11 o'clock yet. Yeah,
right. That's usually about when they open.
Praise God. I haven't even had a coffee. I need a coffee first. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, Mandy.
How are you even awake?
It has been a long morning.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, one last question
before
we let you go. Your big song on radio right now is If I've Got Jesus.
Wow.
Which is so, it's related to a lot of our listeners already. Like we're getting requests for it. People are really enjoying it. But what's the story behind that song? How'd that one come about?
That's crazy. Wrote it probably almost 2 years ago now, which is crazy. I think people really don't know how long. I didn't know how long a song it takes for, you know, everything to work and for it to be made into what it is. And then for people to actually hear it for real. We were Ethan Hulse and, another songwriter by the name of producer Jeff Pardo, does a lot of Ann Wilson stuff and works with Matthew West a bunch. And anyway, just really, they're both insanely talented, you know, blow me out of the water, talented, but we were sitting in the room talking and it was just like, man, what if you had the world taken away from you? Like, would you be okay? And 2 years ago, I was like, yeah, I think so. You know, like as a new believer, also more, you know, even more new, I'm like, yeah, I think, you know, and I kind of had this thing of like, okay, this is going to be a powerful song, but like, yeah, I've never really had the world taken away from me before. I don't really know. And, I realize like if you have Jesus, then you have it all, you know? And I just came out of this relationship, in January and, she left and it was so, I found myself, it was like Jesus took the wheel of my truck and drove me down to the Hudson River and I fell out of my, I fell out and I crawled over to a chain link fence. And I just cried and I screamed and I yelled and I clawed at the Lord and I called him names and I said, why did you take her away from me? Why did she leave me? And he said, I never left you. And in that moment, I realized you can take the world away from me and I'll be okay. As I was sitting there at the bottom of foot of this chain link fence, realizing that I was still alive, that I was still breathing, that I was still sober in that moment. And I realized that I was living out the lyrics to my song. And this happened to me very few times where I can get a song that's so powerful and so emotional, but I realized this song is really going to help a lot of people because I was in the most helpless state. And I felt like that's all I could feel was, hey, if you've got me, you've got it all. And so I appreciate you playing the song. I appreciate you saying that about people calling in. And it hasn't been easy, you know. And my whole life is on display, and I don't believe that we're meant to have that happen. And as my platform is growing and people are attaching on to me, and I continue to deny myself and take up the cross and deny the praise for myself and give it back to God, it really is. I don't know if I can write a more honest song. I know Who I Am was number one, and that's cool. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know if I could write a more honest song than If I Got Jesus, because it really just, it just explains everything. My whole story of like, I remember times when I literally had $1 to my name, and I had songwriters slipping me money to buy lunch. And I couldn't get any more true than that. But what it really comes down to is like, you don't need anything but him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? So anyway, yeah, thanks for saying that and playing the song and everything. I'm reminded every day, you know, of his love and his goodness and his kindness to even, you know, play that song. There's no telling how many people have been affected by it, but, I praise God for that song and grateful that you're sharing it with people.
Well, we're glad to. I mean, it's and like we said before, I mean, I feel like it's a very real song, kind of raw in some ways, and instead of sometimes it just, you know, the happy Christian songs are great and stuff, but getting down to some real nitty gritty, like
I don't meet a lot of happy Christians, Mandy. I hate to say it. I mean, besides us, you know what I'm saying?
Right. We're the only ones. Oh my gosh. No, you are doing the laughing song. And I cannot take it right now. Like, that is so good. Okay.
I can't even.
All right. Real quick, what is next for Ben Fuller? Like, what are you up to?
Thank you, Lord. Well, next is probably going to find a coffee and a sandwich at some point. Oh, you mean for the rest of my career? Yeah, okay, sorry.
I mean, that's important too, honestly.
Praise God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. What you see is what you get. Yes. Thank you, Father. Having a squirrel moment. What's next for me? We've got a jam-packed summer. We got a lot of festivals lined up. I'm really excited about that. And should be some surprises coming for the fall. And just grateful. Yeah, just grateful. And there'll be new music. I've been working on new music. And I'm excited to just keep pushing the boundaries. And I feel like I've gone some places musically, that I haven't yet. And so I'm kind of excited to explore a little bit more. And, it's going to be really, really good. We've got a handful of songs that are actually being mastered right now, in the next couple of weeks to, release this year, over the spring, summer, and fall. And so really excited and, grateful to, more music, more songs, Lord. Yeah. I just came off a songwriting season of writing 50 more songs. And
oh, my.
Yeah, I know. It's been crazy. And so, but we got some really powerful ones out of it. And I mean, they're all powerful because they're all for him. But and that's, yeah, that should be it. Other than that, I'm excited. We're, you know, I'm on the road again. On the road again.
Yes!
I just can't wait to get on the road again. Yes.
Oh, no, that song is going to be stuck in my head the rest of the day.
Mandy.
Thank you. No.
I'm sorry. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
Okay, there we go.
From Rich heaven Mullins. Up. I mean, yes, just sir. Give you the. Yes, okay. I love Rich. Anyway, yes.
We
sorry,
all love
Mandy.
Rich. That's okay. Thank you for the squirrel moments and the pizza talk and the Jesus talk. And I really appreciate you taking time with me today on the Marvel at Jesus podcast, Ben.
Amen. Thank you, Mandy. It's just an honor that you would have me. And I got a new best friend. So praise God.
Yay! Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of the Marvel at Jesus podcast, go ahead and subscribe so you can get the next episode as soon as it comes out from Life 90.5.